Ladies, if you're waiting to buy the new shape-ups, now's your chance when you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3. When you visit footlocker.com and use promo code AFAMBER3, you will save 10% off any order of $50 or more. We all need shoes, and now we can save money thanks to footlocker.com and the promo code AFAMBER3.
It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm very excited to be here with you guys today. And before we get started, I would like to just make a couple of announcements. You can always check me out at the web at ambermayshow.com. That's Amber May, M-A-Y, show.com. And there's a contact me page, and you could go ahead and write me an email or send me a letter. And my email or my post office address is P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. I also have a corner store, and on my corner store, I have a bumper sticker. So if you're willing to help me spread the word about the Amber May Show, why don't you stop right there and purchase a bumper sticker? And that will really help me out, and I would really appreciate your support in this. I also want to let you know, I partnered with LifeLock.com, and LifeLock is a known leader for identity theft protection. A lot of officers, a lot of cops use that to protect their identity as well. So I was able to score a discount. And if you'd love to have your identity protected, and in this day and age, I don't blame you. This is a scary time that we're living in. Head to my website. There's a link right on my website that will save you 10% off. Plus you get a free month of service with one part of their program. I don't remember what it was called. I'll get back to you on that. I will be having a promo code next week for you, but in the meantime, to save yourself some money, head to my website, ambermayshow.com. Look on my discounts page and you'll find it right there. I have all kinds of other discounts on there to help save you a couple bucks, because we both know this is the time when we all could save some money, right? So check me out on the web, ambermayshow.com, and don't forget to support me and purchase a bumper sticker. I so appreciate you guys. Okay, well, now that we got all that out of the way, I wanted to talk to you about something that really struck my heart this week. And it really talks about, I want to talk to you today about responsibilities us as believers have, us as Christians have, and making sure we don't lead someone to stumble. And we might do it, but let me tell you, it's so important that we try our very, very best not to do that, because it makes me sad working in the industry I have that sometimes people aren't always up forthcoming. They tell you exactly what is the truth, but sometimes they don't always walk the walk like they talk the talk. And it can be disheartening when you really get into someone that you just really love and trust on the radio or on TV, and you find out their life isn't all what it seemed to be on the radio. And that might turn you off, and you might be angry, and you may never go back to wanting to hear anything about God again. And I want to talk to you about that person, and I also want to talk to you about the person who is not all they're cracked up to be. Let me first start out with the people who want to turn away from God because they get disheartened by seeing people not walk the walk as they talk the talk. So I was at a point one time in my life where I hated God, and I was really hurt because I had lost 3 babies. I lost an uncle. I lost my radio show. But the worst part was losing my baby. I had a miscarriage, a 3rd miscarriage, and that was really difficult for me. And I went through 2, and I was able to conquer it, and it was fine. But my human side finally said enough is enough, and I was really attacked by the devil at that time, and I really hated God. But let me just encourage you, at the end of the day, I really got to walk through a special time with God, and he never left my side, even though I wanted to leave him. I could tell, because there'd be days I would want to I would be tempted to hit the bottle and maybe not get out of bed. But because God helped me, I was able to avoid hitting the bottle and I was able to get out of bed, even when it didn't feel like God was with me. It's important to know what the scripture says, what the Bible says, because when you're getting attacked and you're not even going to realize it, because I wasn't for a whole year, I didn't realize I was spiritually being attacked by Satan. If I didn't know the word of God, I don't think I would have ever had my eyes opened, because it was such a painful experience. But the word of God says that God knows tears. He knows what it means to be sad. The Bible even says Jesus wept. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. And I don't know about you, but I don't know of any father who would be okay and have no problem watching a son get crucified. We know through scripture that God loved Jesus. He says, I am well pleased. And you remember at the baptism, behold my son, I am well pleased. And yet God allowed Christ to suffer a painful death on the cross so we would have a relationship, him and I, and you and him. But during that time, that had to be a very, very painful experience for him to watch his son die on the cross. So God knew what I was going through. And if you just read the scripture, you'll see time and time again that some of the thoughts that we have or some of the attacks we go through are just lies of the devil. So he will give us further apart from God, because he wishes that everyone would perish and God wishes that no one would perish. And he'll do whatever he can to wipe that away from us and take that away from us. So don't give him that right. And to those people who aren't talking the talk or who aren't walking the walk but can talk the talk, I want to tell you, you're on a dangerous tightrope there, because God gave you a big responsibility in having a platform where you can reach millions of people for God and tell them the truth about God. And maybe you're delivering the truth, but people look at your walk and they can get heartbroken or dissatisfied or angry or upset because you aren't doing as you're preaching about. And then you start getting this big head about how wonderful you are because you're on the radio or you're on TV. But let me tell you something. God can take you off just as easily as he put you on, because he's putting you on for a purpose, and the purpose is to reach all those lost, those hurting, those afflicted, those addicted people, and show them that there's hope at the end of the day when this world just wants to knock you off and take you out. There's hope at the end of the day, and it's your responsibility to give those people hope. And when you're not walking the walk, and people find out about you, it does something to them and it makes them stumble. And you know what? You're going to be held responsible for making someone else stumble. And I don't want that on my head. So I'm trying to do what I'm told to do in the Bible. And I'm not perfect, and I'll never claim I'm perfect, and I will make mistakes, because I'm a human being. And I hope that if I make a mistake, and when I make a mistake, that all of you would be gracious to forgive me just as Christ has forgiven me. Because that's also the important key, is remembering that we need to forgive each other just like God forgave us. And if God can forgive us, then we should be able to forgive each other. So I want to encourage all of you guys, if you found someone that is not walking the walk, please don't be discouraged. They're human beings. They're not following, you know, the word of God, but at least their message might be correct, or hopefully is correct, okay? But always, always go by what God says. Even Paul said, if I preach to you a gospel that's other than this gospel, do not listen to me. And he's talking about the gospel that Jesus saves you from your sins. And I also want you to remember, if you're hurting, God would not have gone through all that pain of suffering on the cross and taking those lashes and being spit upon and being made fun of. And he would not have done all that if he didn't love you that much. Because ask yourself this question. Would you have been lashed 39 times? Would you have taken lashes 39 times and had the meat of your back taken out? Would you have wanted to be spit upon? Would you have wanted to be stripped naked in front of everyone? And would you have wanted nails to be on your through your hands and feet? Okay, I'm guessing the answer is no. And that's because we don't love anyone as much as God could possibly love someone. Because God says he is love. If you want to know what love is, that's who God is. And sometimes when things go through your life, just like when I lost my last baby and I was devastated, I didn't think God could love me. It took a while for me to really get it. And I was, luckily, I listened to some Christian music, even though I didn't want to go to church, even though I didn't want to pray, even though I want nothing to do with God, even though I worked at a Christian radio station, a song started melting my heart because another girl went through something else. And she realized that God was there for her. And then I realized God was really there for me, and I felt bad, but I still was angry at him. And then God brought a lady to me to minister to me, and she really helped me so much. And it melted my heart just a little bit more towards God. And then finally God spoke to me and said, Amber, would I have gone through everything I did on the cross to hurt you, just to hurt you? And I felt ashamed that I would think that God would hate me that much, that he would allow bad things to happen to me. He did allow bad things to happen to me because he knew I was strong enough to overcome them, and that I could relate now to someone else who's hurting and in pain. So if you're hurting and in pain and going through something really hard, I want to let you know that it's not the end of the day for you. Joy will come in the morning. I used to ask God, when is my joy going to come? Because your word says joy will come in the morning. My joy did come. And now I can help people and relate and understand exactly what they feel when they're hurt, when something really bad happened to them, when they don't understand why it's going on. They're good people, because the enemy really wants to take you out, and God knows that you can overcome it, and God wants you to help someone just like I'm going to help somebody. But remember, if you are a minister of any type, if you're just a regular person that's going to go out and preach the gospel, make sure you walk the walk and talk the talk, because you don't want to make anybody stumble. And that's the theme today. Walk the walk and talk the talk. Don't just talk and do your own ways, because that's not going to add up. And at the end of the day, you're the one that got to stand before God and give an account. And do you really want to be judged by God on the people that you caused to stumble because you weren't doing as you needed to do when you had this opportunity to reach millions? That's what was on my heart this week. Again, if you'd like to reach out to me, I'd love to hear from you. You could always write me and visit my website at AmberMayShow.com. That's AmberMayShow.com, TheAmberMayShow.com. And you can write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona, 85385. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. At AngiesList.com/Amber, you can find thousands of unbiased ratings on services for your home improvements, car repairs, and even doctors. When you use promo code AMBER, you will save 25% off your subscription. It used to be difficult to find service providers you can trust, but not anymore thanks to AngiesList.com/Amber. So visit AngiesList.com/Amber today and save time and money. The Amber May Show is a paid affiliate of AngiesList.com. The Amber May Show is a paid affiliate of FootLocker.com.